Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. It's a Friday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way on KGYM. We'll take a look at the college football weekend. We'll talk about high school football tonight. We'll talk Penn State football with play-by-play broadcaster Steve Jones and the always popular Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It's all coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And welcome in to the Friday edition of the show. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We thank you for tuning in on a gorgeous Friday. Sun is shining. Beautiful day for high school football. Round one of the playoffs on tap for tonight. Pair of games coming your way on KGYM as well as KGYMradio.com, KGYM radio app, as they will get underway at 6:45 coming up tonight. And on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And yes, we've had a few inquiries about the folks down in the southern part of our listening area, how to tune in. Well, to let you know about that, you can go to either 1600 AM or 107.5 FM, or you can go to KGYMradio.com. And all you need to do when you get there is go up to the top, the Listen Live Now. It's in purple at the top, Listen Live Now. Click on that. It'll take you by default to the main gym, and that's the one that will have the West High Kennedy game with it. If you would like to listen to Solon Western Dubuque, just go to the Listen Live tab and go to the South Gym stream. It's as easy as that, and we encourage you to do so. Same thing with the KGYM radio app, which is available for you out there to download. Follow the same instructions out there. And, the way that the schedule turned out this year, Mark, that, you know, we had a Cedar Rapids and Iowa City team, and you got to cover that one, obviously. And then we had, as well, a Southern team to cover, so... Now we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, Solon Western Dubuque. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. So we had to get them all on the family of frequencies. So please.
Fortunate to be able to do that, actually.
We are fortunate.
Yeah.
We are fortunate to do that. So go ahead and check it out. As I mentioned, go to KGYMradio.com or the KGYM radio app if you're not able to listen terrestrially. If you will, off the radio. You like that, Mark?
I do like that.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Football tonight, and then we've got the high school football, Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. That will be from the end of the games tonight through 11 o'clock coming up this evening. And if you're on your way to high school football, drive carefully out there. Should be, like I mentioned, a very, very good night. We'll be down at Trojan Field in Iowa City. Looking forward to that one. Kennedy and West High going at it. And then Solon and Western Dubuque. It'll be Zach Mackey and Gary Fickle on the call of that one. Todd Warner helping out on the sidelines as well for that particular ball game.
We had a little interesting exercise before going on the air in regards to the playoffs. And, you know, the way they do it now with the RPI and seeding.
District champs. A home game for the most part.
We were curious about the longest trips. Four teams tonight, and several over 2 hours.
Oh, many over 2 hours.
At least it's not a school night, right?
Correct. And it's a 7 o'clock start, so it's not quite as bad, but...
What'd you find out?
As far as we could find out, now this is not as the crow flies necessarily. This is as driving distance. We'll go with driving distance.
Google Maps.
Right.
Google Directions.
We took advantage of all the technology available to us at our fingertips, and what we found out... was the fact the longest trip, at least we could find, belonged to Sumner Fredericksburg. Congratulations to the Cougars as they are on their way, I hope by
they
now,
better be.
To Van Meter to take on the Flying Bobfellers tonight. Defending state champion Van Meter. And that is a three-hour, three-minute trip.
Three-hour tour.
It's a three-hour tour. Let's hope it goes better for Sumner Fredericksburg than it did for the Castaways on Gilligan's Island. Still can't figure out how they did not get off the island. They can make a radio. They can bring in the Globetrotters and the monkeys. Couldn't get off the island. But, you know, how far we've digressed already in the first 4 minutes of the program.
Joel and Muscatine are one of our favorites tweeting to my response on Twitter. I'd take a space shuttle to Mars if it meant going to the dome.
That's true. And, yeah, it's a great time of the year because you can just see the renewed enthusiasm of the players because they know so much is on the line. And that's what makes the playoffs a whole lot of fun in all sports, but especially, I think, high school football because you get a chance to go to the Uni Dome. And, you know, when you were in third grade, second grade, fourth grade, whatever the case may be, that's all you and your buddies talked about when you were playing football. Mm-hmm. You were playing in the dome for a chance at whatever state championship you can muster.
319-366-1600, our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line, and our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer, behind the glass to our right. 6936 could be like Illinois, Scott. All teams get in and they see them no matter where they are in the state, unless that has changed.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it has changed or not as far as that goes. There are some states that do let everybody in. I don't know the ratio, if it's a 50-50 split, but there are states, I think Minnesota still does. I think Missouri still does. But I would have to double-check on that.
I don't like that.
Well, it's not tradition here in Iowa, that's for sure. We have our own things to worry about, like RPI and all this whatnot in business. So we'll see how it all plays out tonight.
I don't want to see an 0-9 team get hammered by a 9-0 team in the first round.
Mark, I sat through and called, I believe it was a 77-7 game a few years ago in the first round.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided that 32 teams was
like
not a good idea.
Like Clinton or something like that?
It was Wash and somebody. I think it might have been, but not to make the good people of Clinton County upset. But I said then and there that 32 teams was not the way to go. Some classes, it's better than 4A, but that's just the way it goes.
Regardless, a great time of year. Should be a great night for football, and hopefully you can tune into one of our frequencies tonight and listen in.
Or the internet, or the KGYM radio app.
Yep.
And looking forward to that. Looking forward to college football over the weekend. Steve Jones is going to join us, the play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Iowa has arrived at State College. They have made it on the short runway at Happy Valley. Everything went fine, as far as we know. And they are ready to go for the game coming up tomorrow. Before the boom, the one-hour Hawkeye pregame show with myself, Mark, Todd, Alex, and Kyle comes your way at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow as Iowa and Penn State get ready to go at it. Our picks will be coming up later on the Emil's Hideaway pick six. Also, Iowa State homecoming against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Should be a wonderful day in Ames coming up tomorrow. That is a 9 o'clock pregame. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM and just past 11 o'clock with the kickoff. Big game for both teams. Winner probably is still very much alive to get into the Big 12 championship game. Losing team probably will see that hope and realization come to an end tomorrow.
Probably so. Our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com deals with those two games. What's this weekend's best bet, Scott? Iowa plus six, Penn State minus six, Iowa State minus 5.5, or Texas Tech plus 5.5. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, Southeast and Cedar Rapids, next Home Depot. And behind Taco John's.
Todd will be selling his picks for $9.95 a pop later on.
We will be making those picks at different numbers. Those lines have moved, but we'll be making those picks on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
Your thoughts out there about Iowa State. UNI is headed to Macomb to take on the Western Illinois Leathernecks coming up tomorrow. By the way, we also have Georgia-Florida coming up tomorrow on KGYM. That will be at 1:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then everybody gets the World Series tomorrow night, Game 4. Who knows, it'll be the final game of the Fall Classic coming up. Can the Dodgers come from behind? Interesting tidbit picked up at the top of the hour on SportsCenter that half the Dodger World Series victories came when they were down 2-0. So this thing is very far from being over.
Bueller
goes tonight.
Bueller.
The young rookie for the L.A. Dodgers going up against Boston. The great experiment of Mookie Betts possibly playing second base will not come to fruition tonight. But you never know in baseball in 2018.
Mark. Not at all. 94-77 on the text line in regards to the high school playoffs in Illinois. Claims Illinois does not let everybody in anymore, and they divide the state into north and south brackets.
There you go.
That's from our friend Scott Reed.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate that. He's in Illinois, so he should know that.
Yeah.
He knows that. Very good. And I know Minnesota does, pretty sure Missouri does as well. But yeah, we'll see it all. I like our system better. I like the fact that you gotta earn your way in.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll stay that way a little while longer. Your thoughts about Iowa, your thoughts about Iowa State, your thoughts about the high school football playoffs before we get to Steve Jones coming up. And that includes our friend Eugene joining us here in Cedar Rapids. Talk about the Iowa game. Hi, Gene.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, good.
Hey, a couple of things about the Iowa game. First of all, I like the fact that Kirk has gone out there and had some success. Not great success, but some success. The second thing that to me is the key. I'm not going to worry about the weather. I'm going to worry about that. I'm going to worry about scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. Because we can't go on the road and kick field goals and win and expect the defense to bail us out. We got to go in and get in that red zone and keep an aggressive attack instead of go to the runoff, tackle, run up the middle stuff. And I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Gene, just a minute here. You there?
Yes, Mark. Yep. I'm here.
Would you be surprised to learn that Iowa is 7-6 in Happy Valley?
I would not be that surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
I know Hayden had a couple of big wins up there, and I know Kirk is, what, 1-3?
I think that's at least.
Because he had the 4-6 game, and then he had the block kick by Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be another one in there.
Yeah, but Iowa's done well up at Happy Valley over the years.
There's a lot about the preparation and the ability to ignore the surroundings, because I've been to that stadium and I know what it looks like when it gets up and gets started. So, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in the coaching staff keeping these guys focused. And like I said, it gets down to putting sevens up instead of threes.
Yeah, I agree.
Very much so. Thanks, Eugene.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too.
It's a legit point because last week, even though it was a 23-0 Iowa victory over Maryland, the offense only got in the end zone one time. Now,
Correct. Granted,
it was the conditions were very, very windy. Racinos took care of things with 3 field goals. And I think Eugene's right. Iowa's going to get the ball in the end zone at least a couple times, if not more.
Interesting things sometimes happen when Iowa and Penn State get together, especially at Happy Valley. Really, at Kinnick, too. We've seen a lot of safeties. We've seen a lot of special teams scores for both of these teams over the years. Who could forget the Tim Dwight game up there with the punt returns up at Beaver Stadium? Not saying that necessarily is going to happen tomorrow, but one of the first things we got to ask Steve Jones is about the weather forecast coming up from Penn State, and we'll do that here in just a little bit. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Hit on a bunch of things here. By the way, let you all know that we are presented by Third Base Brewery here on the Gym Class in KGYM. Locally owned and operated, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to rendezvous sometime this weekend with your coworkers, with your family, with your friends. Sign up for the Third Base Mug Club. For $25, you get a lifetime membership of happy hour price beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. We invite you to join today. That is Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the proud sponsor of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 319-366-1600, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, if you would like to weigh in here today. We'll take a break, come back. Mark's looking up some stuff in the Iowa Media Guide. We'll talk about that. We're about 5, 6, 7 minutes away from talking with Penn State's Steve Jones and getting a look at the Nittany Lions as they get ready to host the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up tomorrow. More after this, KGYM.
Once again, DePaco Community Credit Union members are money ahead. This fall, more than 50,000 DePaco members receive shares of more than $2.6 million. How? Through Thank Yous, a DePaco-only perk that thanks members in cash for simply using their credit union services. Unlike banks, DePaco doesn't pay dividends to outside shareholders. Instead, our nonprofit cooperative structure enables us to put money directly into the pockets of our member owners. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared nearly $9 million in thank yous. Not a DePaco member? What are you waiting for? Join the local financial cooperative where your membership pays. Just visit your nearest DePaco branch or open an account online at DePaco.com. Save, borrow, invest, insure, trust. DePaco. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the Smart Rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock. From Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Mark's doing diligent research as we come back here. Going to be talking with Steve Jones here in just a little bit. Steve, the play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll get the panel together and pick some games. The Emil's Hideaway pick six. Dave Alec will join us here in studio. Todd will join us. Kyle, Alex, and we will have picks. I will try to do better than last week. You were doing some research.
Yeah, I wanted to be clear about what I our discussion with Eugene. I said Iowa was 7-6 at Penn State. And while that's correct, I looked up Ferentz's record in all games against Penn State. Ferentz is 8-6 against Penn State. Now, granted, he hasn't faced him every year. This is for Hayden Fry. He was 2-4 against Penn State. And, of course, Penn State wasn't in the league for much of that time. So there you have it.
And Iowa and Penn State do not play every year, obviously, since one is in the East and one is in the West. And even when the prior to the divisions and the legion, legions, leaders and legends. You see how I combined that right there?
I do indeed.
Leaders and legends debacle. They didn't even play each year when that was going on. So, but Kirk Ferentz, his record against Penn State, much better than a lot of the Big Ten coaches out there. If you can go 8-6, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. 3:22 here in the Friday edition of the program. High school football coming up later on for you. Mentioned Iowa taking on Penn State. Iowa State taking on Texas Tech coming up tomorrow in Ames. Ultra big game right there. Brock Purdy, can he do it again? Iowa State with the bye week last week. Can't imagine the Cyclones will be rusty. I wouldn't think anyway. We shall see. They're going to be a lot healthier than they were a couple of weeks ago, and that bodes well for Iowa State. And seemingly, the Cyclones have had the Red Raiders' number over the years. And we talked about that earlier this week with the play-by-play voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And with that in mind, I like Iowa State's chances coming up tomorrow, but we'll find out what the panel thinks here in a little bit.
Yeah, don't tip your hand too much. And don't look at the standings either.
I will not. I will not. Iowa State is trying to play off the fact that it was a good week to have the bye. It's always a good week to have the bye because you can heal up. I like it in the middle of the season. Don't like it at the beginning of the season. Don't like it toward the back half of the season. But when you're playing as well as they were, that's the troubling thing.
Well, much like Todd Brommelkamp in the picks, the Iowa State was on a heater.
True.
And you don't want to stop, or do you? And I think, regardless of the outcomes, I think the middle of the season is good. And as I said earlier in the week, next year, Iowa State has two bye weeks. That's not a deal at all, I don't think.
Including one ahead of the Hawkeye game. Mm-hmm. After the UNI game, Iowa State will take a week off, and then Iowa will come in to Ames coming up. Huge game for UNI if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive, because the Panthers go to Western Illinois tomorrow. And with the schedule coming up that the Panthers have, they have Illinois State right after that at home. They have to go to Youngstown and then Missouri State as well to close out the home portion of the schedule. UNI gets one on the road at Western Illinois. That's going to bode real well if they can take care of business for their playoff chances. Try to avoid that first round pigtail game too.
Yeah, you'd like a home game and a bye in that first round. And
very
I think
much.
If you finish second in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, that's very, very likely, I think.
I would agree. So that's a big game coming up in Macomb tomorrow for the Panthers. 3:24, we will take a break, come back. Steve Jones will join us, play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. We had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on today as Iowa and Penn State will get ready to go at it tomorrow. More in the gym class coming your way after this, KGYM.
Look into any great business, whether it's a manufacturer or a hotel, a store, school, or hospital. Look into each and every one of them and you'll find the same thing. Great people. At Kronos, we believe that great businesses are powered by great people. And with Kronos Workforce Solutions, we'll help you find them, keep them, and engage them. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's carries the brand's pros trust, like A.O. Smith. In fact, be sure to tell your customers to check with their local utility for possible rebates for A.O. Smith Energy Star certified hybrid electric heat pumps and tankless gas water heaters. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with me on the gym class on KGYM. We're going to hear from Steve Jones, the play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on today. Just wanted to let everybody know there's a little bit of an echo on my voice here for the first couple of questions. Then it mysteriously went away as quickly as it came in. I believe it has something to do with spirits in our midst as far as our AM studio is concerned. We will leave it at that. But this is what Steve Jones had to say, play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Back with you on the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM as we come your way on this Friday. Tomorrow, Iowa and Penn State from Happy Valley as the Hawkeyes and the Nittany Lions go at it in a top 20 battle. And Steve Jones, play-by-play voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions, joining me here on the program. And Steve, thanks, appreciate it. Before we talk football, we need to talk weather a little bit. Put your weather cap on. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a beautiful day in Happy Valley on Saturday.
Well, Scott, AccuWeather's about 2 miles from where I'm sitting. So we'll start with them. And it sounds like in overnight and into the morning it's going to rain. That maybe it'll rain a little bit in the first half of the game, but it actually might be okay in the second half. So we'll see.
Yeah. As long as there's no wind, I think we're going to be okay, right?
Oh, wind's the worst. In fact, I just did the game at Indiana last week, and the winds were about 30, 35 miles an hour swirling. Wind has a greater effect on the game, I think, than any other element.
Yeah, so it should be okay. Maybe a little bit wet, but the Hawkeyes and the Penn State Nittany Lions should be okay. And pretty big ball game for both teams here. And, you know, Penn State, I can't remember the last time the Nittany Lions had lost three straight home games, but that opportunity, I guess, or that possibility is out there anyway for Saturday.
Well, obviously, they'd gone through that long streak where they hadn't lost a game at home. They hadn't lost a game at home in 2.5 years. And then you lose back-to-back games by a whopping total of 5 points to Ohio State and Michigan State. So now they're looking to bounce back. They're feeling better about themselves after winning at Indiana last week. Obviously, Iowa's feeling really good about itself because they've been on a pretty good streak except for the series of mistakes they made against Wisconsin.
You bring up a good point there, Steve, and that is the fact that a lot of people may be a little bit down on Penn State right now, but for 5 minutes, Penn State could be undefeated this season, and everyone's talking about them and the narrative for a playoff spot.
Well, I think you have to be really smart about this. You can't just sit there and define a team season on 5 plays, maybe 6 plays. I mean, that's, you know, no, am I going to define Iowa season on a ball hitting a leg? Am I going to define Iowa season on Hornibrook making a couple plays in the clutch at the end? No, I think Iowa's really, really good. I think Penn State's really, really good, and I don't think either team should be defined by 5 or 6 plays during the course of a season, because I think you have to look at the full body of work and actually how good they really are.
Trace McSorley's having another terrific year, running the ball maybe a little bit more than a lot of people expected anyway, but dual threat quarterbacks, and Iowa's had problems against them over the years, and certainly Trace is going to be a thorn in the side for the Hawkeyes tomorrow.
It's funny because I was talking with Desmond Howard a few weeks ago when he was here, Scott, and he asked about Trace McSorley, and I said, look, if McSorley runs the football designed 5 to 8 times during the course of a game, that's exactly the kind of domino formula that makes the Penn State running game more effective. Well, he's running about 17 or 18 times a game the last 4 games. So that, to me, is a little bit out of the realm of how many times he should be running the ball. Now, Miles Sanders has had a great year, and I think he's a guy that's probably got to be getting 20 to 25 touches a game. He's coming off his best all-around game, career-high receiving yards. He's had 3 100-yard rushing games already this year, a 200-yard rushing game. So I think Miles Sanders is the kind of guy that takes some of that running pressure off of Trace McSorley. Although McSorley, let's face it, has been a good. He's had 2 100-yard rushing games himself this year, including Indiana Saturday.
And you mentioned Miles Sanders, and this kind of surprised me a little bit today. I heard one of our colleagues say that his numbers are comparable and even better in some cases than Saquon Barkley's were at this point last year. And everyone's, you know, and obviously Saquon Barkley lit it up in Iowa City last fall. But maybe Sanders is a little bit underrated at this point.
Sanders was a 5-star guy coming in who waited his turn. You don't have 5-star guys wait their turn, but I think it was obvious to him right away that he was put behind a generational player in Saquon Barkley. And I think that one of the advantages that Miles Sanders has is that the offensive line that Saquon ran behind last year is now a year older this year. They're all back. So by having an older offensive line, and Sanders has a style that fits them very well, he's usually a one-cut-go guy. And I think that's helped. He's become a better pass receiver. That's where Barkley really excelled. He was an outstanding pass receiver. Sanders has become a better pass receiver, a better blocker. And again, he was a 5-star guy coming out, so none of us are surprised to see the production from him at all. He just now has his chance to do it and show it.
Steve Jones joining us here, Penn State play-by-play man on Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. And Steve, what's James Franklin had to say about this addition of the Hawkeyes?
They're really good, especially the defensive front. I think the defensive front sets the tone for everything Iowa does. You know, I think it makes the back seven a lot better. I think it's made their linebackers a lot better. They can go to that four defensive end package. They not only bring skill, strength, but they also bring length. I mean, obviously, the Nelsons, outstanding. Parker Hesse is really good. I think every team would love to have a Parker Hesse on their team. And then you look at the offensive line, really good. They protected Nate Stanley to the point where he's only been sacked six times. Two tight ends, when they want to put them both in the game, bring with it not only really good receiving skills, but also bring with them matchup nightmares because of the fact that they are too tough and too quick sometimes for a linebacker, too big for a safety to cover. And I think Brian Ferentz, that, you know, the time he had with the Patriots, I think is paying off in his ability to use those two tight ends.
Yeah. How about this Penn State defense? Talk about them a little bit, how they've looked so far this year.
When they have the ability to put pressure on the quarterback, they make big plays. Last week they were able to sack Indiana, the two quarterbacks, six times last week. Vitor Gross Matos had two, and Shaka Tony had four sacks in the game. Sharif Miller's another really good guy off the edge for Penn State. Micah Parsons, a true freshman at linebacker that's really starting to come on. He was the Pennsylvania State Player of the Year last year. Now he's starting to play like that. I think the secondary has been very good, especially the coverage corners and Amani Oyewariye, John Reed, Tariq Castro-Fields. But Garrett Taylor's going to have to sit out the first half of the game against Iowa because of a targeted call last week. Taylor may have been the best all-around secondary guy Penn State's had so far this year, but he was called for targeting in the second half, so he stood out the first half of this game. So defensively, they played well, but they've been on the field too many plays, all right, and that's been the issue. Iowa's defense has been on the field for 104 plays the last 2 weeks, including just 39 last week against Maryland. Penn State, conversely, has been on the field for 189 plays total the last 2 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of plays right there. Pivotal game, to say the least. And for Iowa, trip to Penn State, trip to Purdue next week, but also for Penn State because it's Iowa, then off to Ann Arbor, and then Wisconsin. So you can make a pretty good case for both of these teams that kind of the path of their season is going to be determined in the next couple weeks.
But this is what you want. I mean, everybody wants games with stakes. Everybody wants games that have some meaning to them. It's, you know, let's face it. I mean, is it a really big deal when you play Northern Illinois? I mean, you know, it's a game where you got to win the darn thing. But everybody gets more interested when the games have stakes. I'd rather see that. I'd rather see Penn State playing a really good team in Iowa, a really good team in Michigan, a really good team in Wisconsin. That's what I'd rather see. That's what the fan would rather see. You want to find out how good you are when you get tested. And I think when the day is over with, James Franklin and Kirk Ferentz are both going to find out at this stage how good they really are.
Yeah, and of course, everyone knows the background. Kirk, a Pennsylvania guy, a Western Pennsylvania guy, though, and always enjoys going back to his home state. And it's always special when he goes back to Beaver Stadium.
Great coach. Great coach. He knows what it takes to win at Iowa. He knows how to recruit to it. He coaches it up really, really well. He's an excellent teacher, puts a staff of great teachers together. So I have a lot of respect for Kirk Ferentz. The only part I ever laugh about is when I hear, he's the dean of Big Ten coaches. He's been there 20 years. I was around Joe Paterno. Well, yeah, he's been there a while, but he's only been there, you know, a third of the time Joe was here.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, you talk about a little bit ago about big games, and you look back now and, you know, Appalachian State, a top 25 football team. Pitt's a great rival. Penn State has played a very, very tough schedule so far this year.
Well, that's how you end up at the point you're at where you're at 5-2. Obviously, Pitt's a rival like Iowa State is to Iowa. Appalachian State, when they were completely healthy, you know, the Appalachian State's problem now is the quarterback and the tailback are both out. But they weren't out when they played Penn State. They played them really well. Then, obviously, you've got Ohio State, which can be terrific. You've got Michigan State, which can be very good. And I think I think Iowa would tell you that the Indiana game was a little bit tougher for them than many people would realize. I thought that was a really good win for Iowa to go in there and play the way they did.
What are you looking for on Saturday? These games have been typically, for the most part, fairly low scoring. Are you looking for that again?
Well, I think it's going to be a game where the typical things come into play. I think giveaway takeaway becomes important. And I think, you know, because it'll either stop a drive or it'll give you great field position, and shortening the field could be a big deal in a game like this. Iowa's third down conversion rate, which is 49% on the year, but even more impressive to me is 42% when Iowa has the ball third down at four or better. That's really impressive. Penn State's going to have to do a really good job to try and get the Iowa offense off the field. And what Iowa does brilliantly when it comes to setting up third down is they get good yardage on first down, good yardage on second down. And a lot of those are third and shorts. Penn State's going to have to somehow turn the table on Iowa and try and get them into the high 20s, low 30s when it comes to third down conversions. Conversely, Penn State's going to have to do a good job of hitting some big plays in the offense with Trace McSorley, getting a running game going with Miles Sanders, and Penn State's conversion rate on third down is going to have to be about 40%.
Yeah. Well, Steve, sounds good. Hopefully no rain tomorrow in Happy Valley, but appreciate the analysis. Always good talking with you, and have a great call tomorrow.
Hey, always appreciate it. Great talking with you.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. More on the Gym Class here after this on KGYM.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
The 2018 Iowa High School Football Playoffs get underway this Friday night with the Class 4A Corridor Battle here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me this Friday night at 6:45 at 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, KGYMRadio.com, and the KGYM Radio app as Cedar Rapids Kennedy tangles with number 5 rated Iowa City West. The Cougars enter at 6-3, while the district champion Trojans come in at 8-1. That's Class 4A Playoff Football. Cedar Rapids Kennedy and number 5 rated Iowa City West. Friday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM. Coming up on 3:43, back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Our thanks to Steve Jones for joining us, talking some Penn State football. Mike Halas joins us, as usual, on Monday, as we will review Iowa and Penn State. Mike, I don't know if he's on his way there, etc., whatever the case may be, but yeah, he's around. So we will do that coming up on the Monday edition of the program. Mark, we have a bowling. This is a bowling extra that we have here today.
I tried to check this out, but we're going to take it from 9965 on the text line in bowling's U.S. Open in Wichita, Kansas. The leader is from Iowa, A.J. Chapman from Manchester. And not sure what he does on Wednesday
yes,
nights.
Yes, A.J., but what are you doing on Wednesdays?
Be the first Iowan to win that event since Roy Munson, right?
Yes.
Ocelot, Iowa. Yes, very good.
1979 state champion.
If he got the ring back anyway, which I think he did, your dues are in the rears. All right, we've jumped off the boat far enough here. Todd, Alex, Kyle, Dave have joined us. It is time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, right behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot here in Cedar Rapids. Todd, free picks from Todd, by the way, here. This, you don't even have to spend $9.95 or calling, a 900 number or anything to get these?
We talk with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports every Friday at 4:35, and I don't think he's going to exactly be shaking in his shoes when he finds out that I'm a documented 10-2 over the last 2 weeks. But I am on fire, and I'm going to give you 6 free plays here. Now, I'm not responsible for anything that happens once I give out these free plays, but I do get to kick things off this week.
No, more likely you win 3 weeks in a row or Penn State loses 3 home games in a row.
Well, I think both of them are highly unlikely right now. However, we'll get to the Penn State-Iowa State game. We're going to start in Ames. Texas Tech and Iowa State, for the purpose of the pick 6, we're picking this at 4. That number has moved, and it's moved in Iowa State's direction. I don't see any way they're slowing things down in Iowa State. They've owned Texas Tech the last couple times they've met. Give me Iowa State big.
Big?
It's a 35-unit play right there.
See, Todd's on fire. He's 10-2. But have you guys seen my streak? 4 consecutive weeks of going 3-3. That is the picture of mediocrity.
I call you Juice Man.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I'm going to go with Iowa State. They have dominated Texas Tech's offense the past 2 years. I think that trend continues.
All right. We welcome in Dave from Emil's Hideaway. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good to see you.
Nice to be here.
Hello.
Iowa State is 9-1 against the spread in October the last 3 years. Give me the Cyclones.
That's Locktober, I believe. Uh-oh, do I owe somebody
royalties? We'll let it slide this time.
All right, very good. I don't see any way possible Iowa State does not cover, and like Todd said, win big in this one. 2 weeks to get ready. And Texas Tech is not going to be the team that's going to make Iowa State's season slide. So I'm going to keep the ball rolling, and I'm going to go with the Cyclones to win.
I like Iowa State. I like their season, what's going on so far. But you guys are talking like Texas Tech is Kansas. Give me Tech.
Nobody's Kansas.
Texas Tech is not Kansas, but Iowa State's hot, and they've come out on top of this matchup in the last several years. Iowa State's the better team. Give me Iowa State.
Mark on Cliff Kingsbury Island.
Hey, I won on Chris Ash Island last week, so you take them where you can get them. Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy hosting Texas. The Longhorns, a 3-point favorite on the road. Alex.
Oklahoma State has been horrible this season after that win against Boise State. I like Texas to keep things rolling. 3 points. Something feels weird about this line, but I like Texas.
All right, Dave.
Oklahoma State, 5-12 against the spread. Versus teams winning 60% of their games or better. Texas is 9-1 against the spread with teams averaging 8 yards or better the last 3 years. Give me Texas.
Liking Texas in that one. Which orange do you like in this one? The Big 12 is just kooky enough for some reason that Oklahoma State, after looking god-awful over the last month, is going to rise up and throw everything into disarray. I'll take those 3 points at home, thank you very much, and take the fighting 40s of Mr. Gundy.
Alex, you're right. Oklahoma State hasn't been good, and Dave, your numbers are spot on, but that's history, right? I'll take the home team and the points.
Thank you, Mark.
In the Big 12, I give a lot of credit to who has a defense. Give me Texas.
You're right. Something doesn't look right with this one. They want you to take Texas. I'll take Oklahoma State. Game 3 is in Maryland. Illinois travels to College Park, and the Terrapins, Dave, are a 16.5-point favorite here.
But Lovie Smith is 7-15 against the spread and 6-11 as a double-digit dog with the Illini. I think Maryland bounces back.
This, you have a game every week that prisoners should not have to watch. Mm-hmm. And this is it. Illinois and Maryland. I guess Maryland. Illinois is awful. I'll take Maryland throwing the 16.5. Mark.
Trying to envision a Maryland team that didn't look like last week.
Their offense is well rested.
That's true.
Well rested.
I could be sorry, but I'm going to take Illinois.
I don't care for this game at all. Illinois is trash.
No one cares about this game at all.
I don't think Maryland is great either, but I just think that run game alone, give me Maryland here.
Todd.
I'm taking Illinois. Maryland wins this game by 2 touchdowns. Alex.
Maryland's offense has looked good against terrible teams. They've looked terrible against good teams. Illinois is a terrible team, so give me Maryland.
That's sound advice right there.
All right, Scott. Purdue travels to East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans for the purposes of our picks. Michigan State is a 2-point favorite in this game.
Sparty's season came to an end last week. Purdue's going to keep it rolling. I like the Boilers. I like the Boilers on the road getting a couple points. Give me Purdue.
Not fooled by last week. Purdue's victory over Ohio State. Remember when Iowa waxed Ohio State? What happened the next week?
Lost.
Laid an egg at Wisconsin. I will take Michigan State here.
I made a comment last week that Purdue was just not as good as I thought they were or wanted them to be, and that's not true. Purdue just got off to a slow start. They're playing better now, and with a guy like Rondale Moore, I think he's enough to keep Michigan or to keep them close. Give me Purdue.
Mark stole my thunder. This is the exact same situation Iowa found itself in last year. Had a great game against Ohio State and then laid an all-time dud in Madison. Purdue is going to do the exact same thing. I don't want to take Michigan State here because I absolutely despise Mark D'Antonio and his program. I got to take Michigan State.
Here's the difference. Iowa's offensive performance last year came out of absolute nowhere. Purdue, since they've gone to David Blough, 390 passing yards per game, and he's averaged throwing for 4 touchdowns per game. That continues. This right now is the hottest offense in the Big Ten. I like Purdue.
Dave.
Mark D'Antonio has not covered in his last 5 games at East Lansing. And Jeff Brohm, who might be the most aggressive and innovative play caller in the country, has Purdue 8-2 as underdogs. Give me the Boilermakers.
Game 5.
Well, we'll get a little clarity on that 4-team Big Ten West race this weekend because 2 of the 4 square off in Evanston. Wisconsin is a 6-point favorite, Mark.
Breaking news less than 2 hours ago, Alex Hornibrook is out for the Badgers. In comes a redshirt freshman. Not fooled by that. Give me the Badgers.
Mm.
Sleeping at the wheel there. Hornibrook out. I actually, call me crazy, for the purpose of picking this game, it could be a blessing in disguise. I think that could lead to Wisconsin kind of recommitting to the run game and just running it down their throats. Give me Wisconsin.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to take Wisconsin here as well. Don't like it, but I'm taking them.
Northwestern has to be the luckiest team in college football, the way that things break for them. But give me Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is 9-1 as a visiting favorite since 2015, and they are 7-0 against the spread after playing Illinois. Give me the Badgers.
Guys.
Island time.
Here's that zombie again. Getting 6 points at home on top of it. I was taking Northwestern before the Hornibrook injury. I will take Northwestern in this game.
All right. Do I just save time and write Iowa across the board on this last game, or do we go through the motions here and pretend like someone's going to take Penn State? They're a 5.5-point home favorite over the Hawkeyes. The tiebreaker this week, Kyle, Trace McSorley passing yards against Iowa.
Iowa, I think, is flat out the better team. I think the wrong team might be favored here. Definitely give me Iowa. And I'm gonna say 172 for McSorley.
I'm going to take Iowa here. I do think the wrong team is favored. Iowa's going to wind up winning this game outright. They've had some good ones there in Happy Valley over the last couple decades. Iowa wins outright, but Trace McSorley, he gets some yards through the air. Go ahead and give me 224.
224. Alex.
Iowa keeps it close, maybe wins the game, so I'm picking Iowa. And the weather and the drop balls are going to affect Trace McSorley big time. I'll go 150 yards.
150. All right, Dave.
I think this Iowa team is for real. We are 8-1 against the spread the last 9 games. We are also 11-5 the last 16 games as a visitor. Give me the Hawks, and I'll take 184 yards for Trace McSorley.
184.
5.5. I think Penn State's going to win this game in a close one, but I will take Iowa in the 5.5 to put all the pressure on Mark Dukes right there. And I'm going to go with 134. Make it more running than passing, and that might not be good either. Mark?
This is just a crooked number to me. It makes me very suspicious. I thought all week Iowa was going to win, and I still do, but because of the number and because I need to gain some ground or lose more, I'll take Penn State, McSorley, 211.
And Mark goes 6th in the pecking order.
not a bad place to go.
No, it's usually the good spot, the juicy spot right there. Dave, appreciate it as always coming down. Thanks to Emils for helping us out. Always have fun with the pick six, and people love it out there. So thanks.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. We need 3 callers right now at 319-366-1600. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best record for the week and the weekend, you will get a $30 gift certificate, gift card to Emils Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. We will have the official order of the picking coming up for you at the beginning of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, which features today, Todd, who is on the big show today.
Well, we are going to catch up with a former Hawkeye who calls Pennsylvania home, or at least did at one point in time. Jovan Johnson is going to stop by and chat with us, along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Lee Sterling coming up in about 40 minutes. You can hear his picks for free from Paramount Sports, and Jack Dom chatting a little World Series Game 3 action.
All right, sounds good. That'll be coming up. We'll reconvene, Mark, on Monday beginning at 3 o'clock. Mike Colas will join us. We'll look back in Iowa, Penn State, Iowa State, and Texas Tech. The high school action tonight, you and I in Western Illinois as well. So we will talk to you coming up on Monday.
I hate my picks. Have a good weekend.
I hate my picks as well. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tonight down at West High. It'll be Iowa City West and Kennedy, 6:45, and we'll talk to you then.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your sport.